This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, you look up anticlimactic in the dictionary this afternoon, there's a picture of Jay Powell at his confirmation hearing this morning. And he told the Senate Banking Committee what he told all the rest of us at his post-meeting press conference last month. Interest rates are going up soon-ish. The Fed's balance sheet is going to shrink. He is worried about the virus and the labor market and the supply chain. Inflation a little bit, too. Lather, rinse, repeat, I think, applies here. Honestly, not to make light, but his confirmation is not really in doubt. Current Fed Governor Lael Brainard gets her turn at the long green table in front of the Senate Banking Committee on Thursday. One of the realities, speaking of inflation, as we were, of the economic data that we keep an eye on this program, is that it looks backward. Lagging indicator is the parlance. And top of the lagging list this week, inflation in December, as told by the Consumer Price Index, which comes out tomorrow. Want a higher cost that a lot of Americans are dealing with? Rent. According to Apartment List, median rent, and remember that's half above, half below, median rent nationally is up 18% over the past year. But you look at the rent component of the most recent CPI, Consumer Price Index, that's up only 3%. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what's going on there.
When Tess Hill stands in the middle of her junior one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan and stretches out her arms,
I'm fully touching both walls.
So yeah, it's tiny, but it's in the very desirable East Village and only $1,750 a month. When Hill moved in last April, New York City rents were cratering.
So like many New Yorkers, I took advantage of a COVID pricing.
But that good deal is coming to an end. She just found out this April, her rent will jump almost 50% to $2,600.
I am a crier, so I cried a lot because this is like the apartment where I became an adult and I like cannot afford to stay in this neighborhood.
This is the housing inflation disconnect. To people like Tess Hill, that official 3% figure is laughable. Igor Popov is chief economist at Apartment List, a rental listing site. He says it all comes down to whose rents are being measured.
The official government sources that underline the Consumer Price Index, those are getting after the price that all Americans are paying for shelter at any given month.
And for most Americans, rent is stable month to month. It only changes when they sign a new lease.
What many private sources like ours at Apartment List are tracking are the rents that are paid for new leases for those that are signing new leases in the market right now.
It's those rents, he says, that have risen 18% in the past year.
And that's basically taking us from the very bottom of the pandemic dip to the very top of the market that we're seeing now. But most Americans did not get their lease renewed at the bottom of the market and are not renewing their lease at the top of the market.
As more people move and sign new leases, Popoff expects the recent increases to start showing up more in the CPI. And that matters because the CPI influences government policy and benefits like Social Security. Mickey Levy is chief economist at Berenberg Capital Markets.
The Consumer Price Index isn't just an observation about inflation. It's a policy variable that's very, very important.
And the biggest component of the CPI, almost a third of it, is shelter. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.